USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are wrapping up a three-day retreat in Leesburg, Virginia, where they discuss their agenda for the upcoming session of Congress. Massachusetts Democratic Congresswoman Catherine Clark, vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus, says the caucus is united.
I am proud to report that 100 days into this new majority, the caucus is strong. We are focused. We are unified on getting things done for the American people.
The city of Boston is discussing safety measures for the 123rd Boston Marathon, 6 years after the Boston Marathon bombing. City Police Commissioner William Gross stresses the importance of staying alert as a civilian.
We are all each other's eyes and ears, and to watch out because there are folks hell-bent on harming others.
The marathon is set for Monday. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
About 38% of millennials who earn $100,000 a year or more think they're in the middle class. That's according to a new Morning Consult survey. Now, the Pew Research Center's definition of the middle class is around $60,000, and that was as of 2017. Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe tries to get inside the head of a millennial.
It's kind of like, I mean, aren't we in a place today where we can decide everything based on what we want it to be as opposed to what it kind of is? I mean, if we say a thing is that, well, then that's my truth, right? So
right.
My truth is 150 grand a year is middle class. You might disagree. We'll just agree to be wrong. But we're in crazy town.
Taliban insurgents are announcing the start of another spring offensive in Afghanistan. The news comes amid reports that peace talks in the war-torn country are gaining momentum. In a statement, the Taliban said fighting will continue until foreign forces are removed. Around 14,000 troops remain in Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Wisconsin man in March pleaded guilty to kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and killing her parents. Now, he's set to be sentenced in May in Wisconsin. Wisconsin does not have the death penalty, so likely he will be spending his life behind bars. Professor David Dow is the founder and director of the Texas Innocence Network. I had a chance to ask him what this killer, convicted killer's life will be like once he's behind bars.
It's going to be horrible. I'm not sure he'll spend that many years in prisons. Prisons are dangerous, violent places, and you don't get good health care, and they're not feeding you food that's designed to allow you to live to be into your hundreds. And so I'm not sure that he's going to have particularly pleasant time in prison. But I also think that that case really illustrates something important about the death penalty, which is that people who commit heinous crimes are people that have some fundamental problem. I mean, if you're just trying to get inside the head of somebody who would kill two complete strangers just because he saw a young girl at a bus stop one day and decided that he was going to kidnap her and hold her hostage, if you try to climb inside that person's head, you can't do it. That person has done something that somebody who does not have severe mental health problems cannot even begin to fathom.
The Walt Disney Company is hinting at cutting more jobs after its acquisition of 21st Century Fox. Disney CEO Bob Iger says the company has only started to make global layoffs as it works to incorporate its newly acquired assets. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.